An excerpt from the book Heaven and Hell by Allan Kardec. Part 2, Chapter 7. A Bored Spirit. Bordeaux, 1862. This spirit presented itself spontaneously to the medium, demanding prayers. And Kardec began his questions. What has led you to demand our prayers?
I'm tired of wandering around aimlessly.
Have you been in such a situation for a long time?
About 180 years.
What did you used to do on Earth?
Nothing good.
What is your status among other spirits?
I am among the bored ones.
But that does not comprise a category in and of itself.
Amongst us, everything comprises a category. Every sensation finds its similar, and sympathetic counterparts band together.
Since you were not condemned to suffering, why have you remained for so long without progressing?
I have been condemned to idleness, which among us is suffering. Anything that is not a joy is suffering.
So have you been forced to remain errant against your will?
There are causes too subtle for your material intelligence.
Well, try to explain them to me. It will be a beginning for you to become useful.
Since I have no terms for comparison, I couldn't. An extinguished life on earth bequeaths to the spirit who has not profited from it what fire bequeaths to paper that it has consumed. Sparks, which recall what the still compacted ashes used to be and where they came from, that is, the destruction of the paper. These sparks are the remembrance of the earthly ties that bind the spirit until it has dispersed the ashes of its body. Only then does the spirit regain itself as an ethereal essence and desire to begin progressing once again.
What might have caused the boredom you complain about?
The consequences of my existence. Boredom is the child of idleness. I didn't know how to employ the lengthy years I spent on Earth, and the consequences have been reflected in this world.
Can't spirits like you, who are wandering prey to boredom, emerge from such a state if they want to?
No, they cannot always do so, because boredom has paralyzed their will. They are suffering the consequences of their existence. They are useless and wanting of initiative and seek no help from each other. They are left to themselves until the weariness of their idle state makes them desire to change it. Then, at the slightest awakening of their will, they find support and good counsel to assist them in their efforts to persevere.
Could you tell me something about your earthly existence?
Alas, very little. You must understand, boredom, uselessness, and idleness result from laziness, which in turn is the mother of ignorance.
But didn't your previous lifetimes enable you to improve?
Yes, all of them, but very slightly, since they were reflections of one another. There is always progress, but it is so imperceptible that we don't even notice it.
While you're waiting for a new existence, would you be willing to come to me more often?
Evoke me. I will be constrained to come. You will render me a service.
Can you explain why your handwriting changes so frequently?
Because you ask a lot of questions. That tires me, and I need help in order to write.
And then, the medium's guide explains. It is mental effort which tires him, and which obliges us to help him so that he can respond to your questions. He is as idle in the spirit world as he was on the earth. We brought him to you in order to attempt to pull him out of his apathy and boredom, which is true suffering and sometimes more painful than the acute pain would be because it can prolong itself indefinitely. Can you imagine the torment of the perspective of endless boredom? Most of the spirits of this category look for earthly existence only as a pastime and as a means to break the unbearable monotony of their spirit life. That is why they frequently enter their earthly lives without any defined resolution to foster the good. And this, in turn, obligates them to start all over until finally true progress is felt.